Fun's Binge Watch Weekend.
Now we need stuff, man.
Yes, we do.
We need stuff and things.
Yeah.
If you were someone like Antoine and you were going to set aside 600 or 700 hours to watch basketball over the next couple weeks.
A tear is falling down my face right now.
Well, you need things to watch. And the good news is there's a ton of stuff to still watch.
Yes, I need so much to watch because I don't even know what channels have what shows, what
that
streaming
sounds
service.
So sad.
I don't know anything in life anymore.
I know. And Zach, those two jobs that you put out there this week about Buffalo
Wild
Wings.
At the beginning of the week.
Yeah, you said you
told me how I can make so much money.
They're gone now.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
Can't do anything.
No.
I'm sure that person, you can't live in a Buffalo Wild Wings anymore, no matter what.
Can't watch March Madness and tweet about it. All right.
Hey, Anto.
Wow. It's way too soon. That's way too soon.
Squeak.
I was watching a game yesterday, and at halftime of the game, they canceled the tournament.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
The kids went in for halftime and never came back out. Anyway.
Did they really?
Yeah, they canceled a St. John's basketball game at halftime.
What?
They canceled the rest of the tournament.
Hey. Squeak.
I'm going to cry, guys. Stop it. Pretend like you care.
Aww.
All right.
Wait, let me tell you.
Real sorry to hear about this, Antoine.
Thank you, Zach. I know you mean it. All right. So I have something for everybody. Wow, I'm really sad about this. All right. If you want action, if you need something to watch, in the movie theaters, if you venture out, Vin Diesel has a new movie called Bloodshot.
That's what we told him.
Yes.
I was killed and you took everything from me.
And it's a comic book movie, but not a comic that most people are familiar with.
I was gonna say it's a comedy, because that's what it feels like.
No, it's an action movie. In the movie, basically, they wipe his memory and tell him that somebody killed his wife and make him go kill the person that killed his wife.
Ah, okay.
But that didn't actually happen, and then he takes revenge on those people. Okay. That's all in the trailer, no spoilers.
So he's sort of, he's like been tricked into doing
yes,
stuff.
Yes, he's like a weapon, then finally the weapon turns on them.
I'm going under, and this time I fear there's no one to save
me. This is from the movie. Been singing to my wife, they killed my wife.
It's all or nothing, really got a way of driving me crazy.
What's it called again? I'm sorry. I haven't paid attention to anything you've been saying.
It's called Bloodshot. Okay. That's for anybody, and that's at the movie theaters if you want action.
All right.
If you want something a little bit more drama, I know it's very dramatic out there, but Netflix has a show called Sense8, the number 8.
Okay.
And it's 8 people across the world that somehow get this telekinetic, like, connection between the two. They could feel each other's emotions. So it's teaching you about empathy. It's teaching you about how to feel what other people are going through, even though you're not going through it right now. So, like, for example, if I am sad that there's no basketball on TV, there is somebody in this world that should be sad with me.
They would feel that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then can you imagine if they want to put a horror movie spin on this, or you find out you're emotionally connected to whatever Monica's got going on? Like, oh, my God, this is how she thinks all the time. This is how she finds those thing hacks.
I would like that, though. You know,
to have that emotional connection. It's a random person, somebody you don't know.
I know, you know, or just your luck, Monica. What happens is you're going to do this, and you're connected to like 7 of the biggest perverts on the planet.
No.
You feel what they feel. But that's Sense8, the number 8, on Netflix.
Okay.
There are 2 seasons. And finally, something for the families. If you're not going to go out, you're going to stay at home. And let's say you have a pet at home. This is a good time to teach your pet some tricks, how to do some things.
Mm-hmm.
So on Disney Plus, The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan.
He still does shows and stuff?
No, it stopped, but there's like 11 seasons of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you
watch them all day.
Yeah, and so you can sit there and be like, oh, I need my dog to do this. I need my dog to do that. And so you have all that time because, you know, if schools get canceled or whatever.
I got so mad with that dude because he would do that, and the dogs would listen. I do that to my dogs. They don't care.
They don't listen to
So you got to put in all the work, and he's going to teach you. By the time you watch all 80, 90 of these episodes, you'll know your dog is... But and go get you a beer out the fridge.
Trick. Ooh, the beer out the fridge.
Yeah.
I like that.
It'll teach you everything.
In the meantime, Antoine, since you're free, if you want to get me a beer out the fridge, that would be
good. I don't
good.
Have anything else to watch or do right now.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
If you go to movie theaters, you want some action, Bloodshot's at the movie theater. Sense8.
Into nightfall. And
this.
You're not here to get me through it all.
All right, continue. I'm sorry.
Sense8, there's 2 seasons of that on Netflix. And Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan on Disney Plus.
Right. So that is Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.